How does it look right now for Tropical Storm Cindy?
Good morning, Jim. Well, winds of 60 miles per hour is the last report from the Hurricane Center. That's a little bit misleading in terms of this particular tropical storm. It's not near the center of this storm where those strongest winds are occurring. It's a little further to the north and northeast. The storm is located, or at least as of the 7 a.m. advisory, about 165 miles south-southwest of Morgan City, moving to the northwest at about 8. So it's moving along at a fairly good pace, so that's going to help us a little bit in terms of the overall rainfall. But still, certainly the biggest concern with the Tropical Storm Cindy is the life-threatening flash flooding where some of these heavier bands of rain set up. And so far, Jim, I know you're under a flash flood watch. We got a tornado watch for your southern counties until, until the top of the hour. So far, the heaviest of the rain and activity has been to your east and southeast with Tropical Storm Cindy. That doesn't mean we're in the clear yet, but right now I don't see any immediate concerns for your immediate listening area in terms of flash flooding or any tornado risk, but we still have to watch things closely over the next 12 to 24 hours.
Well, right now, where we are in Baton Rouge, it's not so bad. I understand they've already had more than 4 inches of rain in Houma. How much rain is expected for this region?
I think the heaviest additional rainfall will still set up to the east of Baton Rouge, especially over into southern parts of Mississippi, and also likely to the west and southwest toward Morgan City and even further west there where the center of Cindy is going to be coming closer later tonight. There will still be bands of heavy rain that rotate around this that could stall, and there may be even a situation where there's some training of some of these cells over some of the same areas. So in a widespread sense, I'm going to say additional rainfall will likely be in the 2 to 4 inch range, but in a localized area or two, there could be some additional amounts up to 5 inches, which could cause some not only some flash flooding, but possibly some river flooding in the wake of Cindy. In terms of wind, Jim, I don't see a whole lot happening in southeast Louisiana. Some of these squalls could produce some gusts in the 30 to 40 mile per hour range, close to tropical storm force. But the strongest gusts I see right now are out over the water with some of the buoys southeast of Houston in the 30 to 40 range. So far, I mean, we still have a ways to go here, but so far Baton Rouge is not experiencing the brunt of Tropical Storm Cindy.
How long will this last?
I think we're going to see improvements starting tomorrow night. Now, the flood watch is in effect through tomorrow evening. One thing I will note, and maybe I did not stress enough at the beginning of this segment, is the tornado risk. Because you're not experiencing the long-lasting, widespread heavy rain in the immediate Baton Rouge, New Orleans area, there is the possibility of some sun breaking out in the next few hours, and that can lead to some instability. And so there is a tornado concern that may continue past the tornado watch this morning. So that concern will probably continue through at least this evening. The heavy rain risk will probably continue off and on through tomorrow evening, and then I do expect conditions to start improving by Friday morning.
Well, Jeff Huffman, the chief meteorologist for Florida Public Radio, we thank you for joining us this morning. I appreciate the information.
Absolutely. Thanks.